There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we start the show, I'd like to bring your attention to an incredible initiative by my friends at Across Rainbows called Back Off, Back Up, also known as BOBU. It's an offshoot project of Across Rainbows, an LGBTQ plus organisation focused on redefining queer identity. The two initiatives work in synchronicity with each other. They are working towards a future where LGBTQ plus people not only feel confident and emotionally secure in themselves, but where they're able to feel physically secure whilst out and about in the community. In essence, they want you to be able to be out and to be you. Sadly, being different can make us vulnerable and threats may not be immediately obvious. It's not always about physical violence or verbal abuse. Sometimes it's just a gut feeling, a sense of being stared at, followed, or just not being welcome. When these uncomfortable situations arise, having somewhere to retreat for immediate help without judgment or questions can make all the difference. And that's where Back Off, Back Up comes into the picture. If you'd like more information, you can check out the Across Rainbows website at acrossrainbows.com or check out their Instagram and social pages where you will find out more information. Congratulations to them for this incredible initiative, and I'm very happy to dedicate this season of the podcast to them. Sometimes we're lucky enough to meet people that not only bring joy and friendship to our lives, but they're also super talented and become a guest on your podcast too. Today I'm joined by Brighton-based singer-songwriter Morgan Nick Harris. Morgan has just released their debut single, System, and if this debut is anything to go by, there is nothing but great things ahead for them. Please welcome to the show my friend, Morgan Nick Harris.
So whatever you're up to, this is your time to settle down, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Queer I Am.
So Morgan, welcome to the show. Round of applause.
Hey, everyone.
The only guest to ever request a round of applause. Love this. No, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. I'm very ill right now, though.
I know, you've got a cold. Thank you for coming to do this because, you know, having a cold and coming to record is a tricky thing.
Oh, it's a task.
But we've lubricated the vocal cords and it's all going to be good. So we'll talk about the song very, very shortly, but I've called this the winter warmer season. And firstly, how do you find this time of year and what is your ultimate winter warmer?
Oh, I always find it quite lonely at this time of year. I think a lot of people do feel that, where it's like so dark and cold constantly. It's always just so sad. Like, I'm just such a summer gal, sunshine gal. It's just a bit rubbish in the winter.
So what would be your ultimate winter warmer? It kind of gets you going and makes you feel a bit better.
Oh, soup.
Soup.
Oh. Soup. Like a nice chicken and vegetable soup. Nice. Yum.
Yeah, we've had this conversation about soups, haven't we? Quite recently.
Yes.
Love Obsessed. A bit of soup.
Love it.
What about the festive season? Do you like Christmas? Do you like the festivities? How's it shaping up for you?
Yeah, I do love it. I think working in like retail or hospitality kind of kills it for you because it's constantly, you're just constantly going. You don't really like get time to just enjoy it. But overall, like I'm loving it when the Christmas playlists come on and like you're shopping or you're at work or something and you just hear like, I don't want a love for, oh my God. Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite.
It's amazing. What is your turn off for this time of year? What's the thing that you dislike the most, would you say? Because everyone has one at Christmas, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's probably like the pressure of like buying presents for people for Christmas, because I just don't, like, I understand like that's like a whole big thing about Christmas, but I just don't think it should be like that, you know what I mean?
It's geared up to that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just this like big capital corporate kind of a thing of like, how much money can we make during Christmas? It's like, I actually just want to chill and enjoy it and like spend time with people, have a mince pie or 10.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
and a nice mulled wine.
Absolutely.
And relax.
Yeah, literally.
I think that's the nice thing about Christmas. It's like, if you do kind of break that stuff down, you can just enjoy, you know, the nice festivities with people you love, have a nice drink, a bit of food. That's what it's all about, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think as I've gotten older, that's definitely something I appreciate a lot more than like gifts. Although, yeah, you know, if someone hands you a little gift, it's quite sweet, isn't it? But that's not the focus. We shouldn't be thinking of it like that, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are here today to talk about your debut single, System, which was released on the 15th of December.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. So can you tell me what System is about?
So essentially it's about being played by the system. Wow, no surprise there. Basically just being like forced into these rules and into a life that, you know, no one really has an option, no one really has a say in it, and kind of just wishing for more, and like it's just kind of addressing that, like for anyone who would listen to the song, kind of just addresses the fact that there is something bigger going on and that we're actually not as autonomous as we might think we are.
Is it kind of like being like chained up and just kind of like, we have to follow certain rules, we have to do what we're expected to do and all that kind of stuff, and kind of trying to break free from that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, it touches on oppression of class in there as well. I don't come from a very fortunate family, and a lot of the times when I was growing up and my peers would be going out and, you know, they had the money to go out even just to go to the cinema on the weekend, I would never really be able to join them, and it was like almost like a paralyzing feeling. And I do touch on that in System, about like being paralyzed inside these walls, which is essentially just, you know, talking about how we're born into a certain social class or social group, and essentially like there's nowhere to go from there. Like, it's really hard to just break out of that.
And do that. Yeah, absolutely. And was there any particular moment that really, where you thought, okay, I need to write this, like a moment that really inspired you to write the song?
You know, the funny thing is, I actually, so I used to work in a specific restaurant. I don't know if I'm going to name names. Going to keep it correct.
We're not sponsored. Was it Mama De La Wagga?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was them. And I just had this like really, really rubbish time in one of the branches I worked for. And I just had a really, really bad day at work, went home, just started writing some lyrics, like laying the track down a little bit. And it's really ironic because it's such a strong message and such a deep message that obviously it was like these pent up feelings that were going on for a long time. But it was all kind of onset by just like a really crappy day at work. So there was definitely like a little bit of teen angst going on there. And yeah, I don't know, it just kind of, it was at a point in time as well where I just kind of felt like the world is against me, like woe is me kind of feelings. And I just went home and wrote that. And I was like, oh, I'm so edgy for that. Yeah, like listen to my story.
But I think sometimes when we go through life, we have these moments, and actually that does inform our creativity. And, you know, if you look at most artists out there or people that do any kind of art, it's normally born from something of an experience or something that resonates with them. And it doesn't matter how big or small that is. If it's meaningful to you, there's a reason to write it, isn't there? You know, that's the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, art in general is like very cathartic, very therapeutic to kind of get into and just let yourself out there in any kind of way you can. I mean, the reason that I got into like songwriting specifically was I knew like very little about music, but I just had this like really kind of big argument with my longest time friend, and I just wrote a song about it. Again, the same day, like kind of it all happened, went and wrote a song, and I was just like, wow, that feels so good. Like a lot of the time as well, like I can't articulate just in a regular conversation how I'm feeling. So it is, I guess, super nice to just sing about it and then
let it out.
Just let it out.
Well, it's healthy because it gets it off your mind and into something kind of constructive, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the writing process. And I know that you mastered the track here at Church Row Studios in Hove with lovely Julian. But obviously the track, I think, was what, 4 years in the making? So what was the process in terms of, I mean, we know the rationale behind the track, but actually how do you start putting something together? And
So I wrote this song like 4 years ago. Didn't really have a plan at the moment because... or at the time even, because I was literally just like recording it in my bathroom on GarageBand. Didn't know anyone else creative, any other musicians or songwriters or anything. So I kind of just literally wrote it for the sake of getting it off my chest. And then I moved to Brighton last year in July. Met loads of people who kind of just helped me bring it into fruition. For example, and then it kind of just happened like super quickly in terms of actually like mastering it and like coming to the studio. I don't think I ever actually had the plan of releasing it, to be honest with you. But here we are. It's out now, so that's no going back.
No, but I think the great thing was, I mean, I remember we sat there in Gran Canaria and we had a couple of drinks and you were like, do you want to hear my song? And I was like, this is amazing. Like, why haven't you done something with this? And I think... you know, I'm all for anyone that tries and has a dream and wants to do something. I think you have to just sometimes put yourself out there. But when I heard that song, it just, I don't know, it spoke to me and I just found it very moving. So I was like, you have to do something with this. So I'm so pleased that you have. And hopefully this is just the start. This is kind of...
it is just the start.
It's amazing.
So exciting, yeah.
What I'm really interested to know as well is, as well as being a creative, what it means to be a queer creative. Because I think that, you know, I'm definitely one of those. You know, I feel like making art for
you.
Me.
Queer? No way. Never would have guessed, Andrew.
But making art or just putting something out there and being a part of the conversation, I think, is really, really important in whatever way that is, whether that's writing, podcasts, radio, poems. Mm. So for you as a songwriter, but also as a queer songwriter, how important is that for you to A, be that to the world, but also incorporate that into what you do?
So, I mean, the thing about like the songs that I write and the art that I make isn't typically queer. But I think being queer myself is great because we get to just take up space and kind of not in an invasive way, but I think just the more of us that are creating art and filling up a space, kind of the more it creates even more space for other queer people to do that. And I mean, you never know who you're inspiring by doing anything. So if I can inspire even just one person to feel a little bit more free or to just be themselves or do whatever they want to do, I think that's the beauty of it for me.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really important. And I think that, I mean, we've said this a lot. I mean, it's probably my most famous line of our friendship.
Oh, stop it. I know what you're going to say. Can we say it on the count of 3, 2, 1?
1, 2, 3.
Creativity breeds creativity. Slay. Honestly, I think I've heard that about a million times in the last week.
But it does.
And it's so true.
It's true. And the more you do, I mean, you're already thinking about coming back into the studio and doing more songs and making more music. And, you know, maybe there would have always been a reason to have not done that if you hadn't have been bold enough to move forward with System. So I think that's incredible. And I think it does, it inspires you. You're like, when you start getting feedback and people say, this is good. I like this. And, you know, and I think success is what it means to you. Like people determine success in different ways. So someone might say, oh, success is selling 6 million copies of a song. Success is being a best-selling author. If you're proud of what you've done and you've put something out there and it's it means something to you. For me, that's successful. And I think that's what, you know, you should be incredibly proud of. You've made something which is just amazing and people are now listening to it. And that's just, it's inspiring.
Yeah, it is. It's quite funny because it literally inspires myself to do more as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've gone from that kind of dreamer state of, oh, I wish I could do this. I really want to do this one day and all of that. And then now, like I said, almost out of nowhere, I've just kind of, I've done it and I'm doing it. And it's super exciting.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This question I think you'll like, and I think we'll both probably laugh at this, but do you think there's been any artists in particular that have inspired you?
Stop it. Stop. Do you know what? None that come to mind.
We don't talk about Demi.
We don't talk about Demi.
Should we tell that story? That is quite funny. Is that a story that we should tell? Because it is just hilarious.
Okay, yes. So I am a massive Demi stan, as anyone around me knows. And I am very, very defensive when it comes to Demi Lovato. And there was one time when we were in Gran Canaria and we were so drunk. We were having shot after shot of limoncello. And Andrew said that Demi Lovato's voice is piercing and it pissed me off. And then we both ended up having a good old cry and then a good old hug and then we went to bed. Honestly.
It was the most random night ever.
It was so crazy.
I was like, what did I say? And then it was like, it was just funny. So now whenever we mention Demi, we just look at each other and like, we don't talk about Demi. We don't talk about Demi. But no, would you say that she's probably been the most inspirational artist that, you know, has inspired you to write and to want to perform? Because I think we all have one, don't we?
Absolutely. I think Demi has inspired me over the years for like so many reasons. I think I can credit my honesty and my lyrics to Demi because Demi's always been like 100% vocal about absolutely everything, like so raw and just authentic, which I think is why I gravitated towards them in the first place. I think style wise, not really. Like, I've definitely learned how to sing from Demi. But I think my biggest influence, I don't know, probably like that whole group of like Demi, Miley, probably Kesha, years and years are kind of where I pull my little pieces of everything from.
Inspiration. Yeah. That's lovely. That's very nice. And I did say she was piercing, but she does have some good songs. I have to say, we've listened to a few since and I have given her credit where credit's due. So
she has an amazing voice. Love Demi.
But we all have that, don't we? We all have a, you know, an artist that we love and someone that just inspires us, whether it's musically or just through their act of performance or just who they are. Mm. I think we all kind of, we take something from everyone. So that's really, really good. I'm really interested to know, obviously you've now created this art. It's now out there for public consumption. And, you know, how does that feel? Is that exciting? Is that daunting? How would you describe your feelings about System being out there?
Both exciting and daunting. Okay. Like, it's so exciting to just kind of finally do it. And it's always exciting. You know, when you do something that you're really proud of and you like take it to your family and friends, you're like, oh my God, look what I did. Like, I'm so proud of myself. But in the day and age that we live in, it's so, so scary because I am a very sensitive person, and I don't take very well.
hence Demi.
I honestly, like, I don't think if this song were to, like, blow up and just go crazy and, like, have millions and millions of views, there's obviously going to be some people who hate it, who hate me. That is the scary part, I think, is, like, the negative side of the fame. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't help it. No, I'm joking. It is quite scary because also I have, like, massive imposter syndrome. Like, I know that I've written a song and it's out there and everything, and I am an artist. I'm in that pool of people. But there's just something in the back of my mind where I just keep saying to myself, I'm like, but you're not. You know what I mean? Or, like, these people are better than you. So to hear, like, negative feedback, I think would probably feed that inner saboteur.
Yeah.
Kind of telling me that. And I think it would just take it and run with it and be like, oh, we need to quit this and not do it. But
I think the more people around you that love you and support you, you know, those are the voices you have to listen to and to your own. And it's hard because, you know, we've had conversations about, you know, I've been out and, you know, we won't mention names, but there's people that take the piss out of the podcast and there's we won't mention names, but that does happen. And it's like, this will not be everyone's cup of tea. You know, it's like people will just think, oh, another season, really? Whatever. But I have to know in my heart that I love what I do and it's true to me and it's true to what I want to do. And I think that's the same for you. It's doing something you truly love. If you get behind it and you get behind yourself, I think that's what the important focus should be.
Absolutely.
And there will always be people that have an opinion. That's human nature, isn't it?
I think you've just got to have, like, that. You've just got to, like, constantly fight to believe the positive over the negative. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, even just the past few weeks, I'll be, like, posting content, like, leading up to the release. And I'd be on TikTok and I'd see someone else releasing a song and I'd listen to their little snippet on TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, like, their song is so good. Mine is not as good as that, and blah, blah, blah. And you have to just stop yourself and be like, yours is, like, equally as good. It's just different. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And do you know what? I think I have the same thing with other podcasts where I see other visuals or other episodes and I critique what I've done based on what I listen to or what I see. And there has been times where I've definitely thought, oh, I need to do X, Y, and Z or do this. And when I first started this, like with season one and two, I think I really was in that mindset where it was like all in consuming. I had to just make it perfect. And I think I've got to the point now where I'm a bit like, okay, I'm doing me and this will be what it is. And just stopping myself makes me enjoy this more than needing it to be something else. So I think what you're doing is perfectly natural, but you will naturally get to a point as well where you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want to do and that's what makes me happy. And
Sure. And also, you kind of need haters, low-key.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, that reel that you shared the other week where it got like a really negative comment.
And then
that's like your most viewed one.
It's
literally
crazy.
Actually, if anyone listens to my song system and they just want to like throw in a hate comment every now and then,
we'll get more listens.
Yes, let's do it, guys. Shout out to my haters.
So we're going to play a clip from System right now. So let's have a listen.
I was hoping for a good life, but I'm paralyzed inside these walls. I was hoping for some good things. Oh Lord, should I be praying?
That is incredible.
Wow, who sings that? Morgan Nick Harris.
I love it so much. And what I love as well is, you know, we can't say too much at the moment, but we are doing a fundraiser in Brighton in February, Arco Baleno.
Very exciting.
And you are going to be one of the performers and you're going to be singing that live with some other tracks as well. So that is very exciting.
Yes, I'm actually currently writing a song now that I want to debut live at that fundraiser, which is super exciting.
It's amazing.
Never debuted a song live before, so that's
incredible.
Incredible. It's terrifying and exciting.
It's deserved. Like, you are really great at what you do, and seriously, I think it's an amazing thing that you've done, and it's going to be great for you in the future. What is next? So, more tunes in 2024? Can we more releases?
Absolutely. It's one of those things, like, once you pop, the fun don't stop, and I've popped my cherry now. I've popped my little song releasing cherry, so I have to. It's like tattoos. Like, if you have a tattoo, you immediately, you walk out, you look at it, you're like, I want another one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So my original plan for 2023, which I did not follow at all, was I had like a list of goals that I was going to do in threes, because 2023. And one of them was to release like an EP with like three songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of, whenever I set a task for myself with a deadline, I end up not really like doing very well in terms of progress towards that goal. So I ended up, it got to like August and I hadn't even sat down to write a single song. And then I was like, right, so just to compromise, I want to do something at least. So I was like, let me release one song. So there we go. That was it. System out now, all major streaming platforms. But I think definitely moving forward, now that I've done one, I've got the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
snowball effect kind of thing. And I do definitely want to release some more music next year. I've already got a few songs that I want to get into the studio and get done. I have other songs that I wrote around the same time as I wrote System that I want to get done and out there as well. So,
and definitely. That's the nice thing about art as well, is that what you had in mind for that song may now completely change because of your own experiences and your life experience and how you now see that message of what that song was about. So it's actually really exciting to think that you did something maybe 4 years ago, but you're now going to put a completely new spin on it. It could be even better than it would have been if you'd have done it 4 years ago. So that's really exciting.
Absolutely. I think that I'm quite grateful for that, actually, because I've grown so much since writing and now recording, like going back to certain songs. I mean, there's one song that I listened to it the other day and I was like, I want to just change the verses entirely because that's just not, I just don't resonate with that anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, there's something going on that's more current that I could kind of talk about instead.
Completely. Oh my God, it's amazing. I'm so happy for you. It's just wonderful. Thank you. We're going to do a little bit of a quick fire Christmas round to finish our little episode together.
Okay.
So I always say quick fire. No one manages quick fire because it kind of makes everyone go, oh, I don't know what to answer. So just do your thing and we'll just go with it. So,
brilliant.
Best present you've ever received?
Oh, so, okay, I know my answer. So it's actually, when I was younger, me and my brother got a joint present, which was a TV.
Nice.
And so the funny story is that we were opening it up together and my brother looks at the TV. He's like, wow, we got a TV for Christmas. And me, being me, picked up the remote and I was like, and a remote. So I would probably say that television remote. Oh, I loved that. I literally don't know what was wrong with me, but I picked it up. I was like, this is the best thing ever.
I think that's an appreciation. You're like, it's the small things that matter. I love
that.
This was
still like early days for technology, kind of, you know? So it was one of those big chunky TVs as well.
I love this.
Yep.
I love how you say it's early days for tech and you were born in 1999. Like, fuck off, Morgan. Are you joking?
No, it still was. Like, we didn't even have the iPhone 3 yet, so.
Oh my God. Okay. Best present you've ever given?
Wink, wink. Just kidding. Best present I've ever given? I've suddenly forgotten everything that I've ever gifted someone.
What about a song called System? It's the best gift. The gift that keeps on giving.
Gift of life, honestly. No, I...
Is there anything in particular you've kind of bought for someone and thought, oh God, I really can't wait for them to open this present?
Yes.
But you don't know what it is.
No, I don't.
That's okay.
I know, I remember feeling like, oh, I'm so excited to give them this. Like, I win. Maybe they're going to love it so much.
Maybe it's human's presents on the table that are wrapped and not opened yet.
Oh my goodness, yeah, this Christmas.
It could be.
You could
be.
Ooh, be excited.
Festive tipple.
The fuck is a tipple?
Like a little drink.
Drink?
Yeah.
Water. I'm joking. Mulled wine. Love some mulled wine.
Okay. Board games or boring?
Board games. You're boring.
I know. I hate board games.
Yeah. Oh, board games are so fun.
I did feel quite proud the other month though when you said let's play a board game, and I went, can we not? Can we just listen to some music? Because they're fucking awful.
Literally. Good for you for standing up for what you believe
I'm
in.
More comfortable in the friendship these days. I'm not playing a board game.
Like, you stupid bitch. We're not playing a fucking board game.
Festive movie.
Unaccompanied Minors. I don't know if that's a very known one.
No, never heard of it.
Oh my goodness. It's so... I can't remember any of the actors' names in it, so I can't even tell you who's in it. But it's just about these like kids who are going... They're like flying across America to see other family members, but they're flying on their own. And they end up like missing their flight, causing havoc, and just like... It's a good movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie. Love it.
Amazing. Favourite holiday song?
Oh, Santa, tell me if you're really there. That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Ariana Grande, Santa, tell me.
Yeah, okay. Turkey and trimmings? Question mark. It's not really a...
question mark. Okay. I don't know. What do you mean? Turkey and or trimmings?
Do you like a big, like, festive dinner?
Oh, yeah,
or would you have something? Or maybe the question should be festive dinner or alternative?
Festive dinner.
Festive dinner.
Yeah, okay. I do love it.
Favorite holiday tradition?
Favorite holiday tradition.
Do you have one?
I don't think I have one.
So that's something you like to do when you're like, I don't know, put the trimmings up. So my husband loves this. Do you say trimmings?
In what sense?
Decorations.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's maybe this because
trimmings.
Maybe it's a Suffolk thing. My family all says trimmings.
Trimmings for me sounds like food.
No, trimmings, like the decorations. Yeah, I'm weird. Ignore me. Okay. Yep. If you could travel anywhere at Christmas, where would you go?
Home. I'm joking. Anywhere. Somewhere Christmassy.
Like really snowy.
I don't know. Yeah, probably
not
that the USA is a great place to go, but I feel like they do Christmas quite big there, don't they?
New York would be like
cold.
Like ice skating and
amazing. But does it snow in New York?
Yeah, like I think December will get really cold and snowy. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay, love that.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
That's everything. Thank you so much for being a guest on Queer Around the Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with System. And I can't wait to see what's next. It's incredible. So just well done.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Mwah. Mwah. Yay.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. Check out the others from season 4 when they're released. And why not browse through season 1, 2, and 3? There are so many incredible conversations for you to enjoy. It would be great if you could give the podcast a like. A 5-star rating would be even better. And share it with your friends. Let's get everyone joined in the conversation. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is @FluiActually. And check out my website, fluiactually.com. Until next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.